welcome to another edition of Religion and Rock. I'm Monsignor Jim Blorn, and here he is, our producer and engineer, Mr. Stephen Sheldon.
Hello there.
How are we doing?
I am well. How are you?
Good. I did the annual pilgrimage to Jimmy Buffett the other night.
How did
Very nice night. We had, believe it or not, if you follow Jimmy Buffett at all, here on Long Island in New York, because he tours all over the country every summer, you know, 100,000 people in the parking lot, 100,000.
Tell them how much the theater holds.
15,000. So there were like 85,000 people having a good time with no intention of going in. Amazing.
And they start at like 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning. The show was 8 o'clock, right?
Yep.
8:15.
8 o'clock.
And yet they were there all day.
Now, I got there around 5, and I have to say, I probably visited with about 300 of you. Mm-hmm. And it was great. It was so much fun to see everybody and see the people we see every year kind of thing at this thing. And it's a very peaceful gathering and a fun gathering. Families and friends, grandparents. I met people 80 years old there who've been going forever. I was telling people, because, you know, somebody was bragging to me, Sheldon. They were saying that, this is our 10th year. I think it's my 25th year because you brought me 25 years ago to my first concert.
I was going to say 10 years.
Yeah. 25 years ago, you brought me after we taped this show.
We went to a Buffett concert.
And I couldn't even understand what was going on. And all of a sudden, I got bit. So I got to watch. It's important to see that that's kind of a fun event every week. It's just every year. I mean, it's a great thing to do. And I don't know, it's part of the excitement of the summer. And that's exactly what we're talking about, being excited this year, excited about things happening, excited about our lives. How do we keep things interesting? And that's kind of going to prayer and recognizing the gift of every day. So that's what we're focusing on, the gift of being excited in our own lives. It's an important thing to do. To start us off, this is Heart. It's called Magic Man.
Right through me, yeah.
sometimes we meet people in our lives that kind of excite us when we're around them. They're fun people, they're interesting people, and exciting to be around. You know, I always kind of look for that in people that I have dinner with or kind of hang around with. I try to find things that they can kind of excite in me. Just like I was recommending a book in the last break there, The Chaldone, like these people whose house I eat over at, they always read. They're voracious readers. So when I go there, I say, can you give me a few books I should be reading? And they're the ones who give me my list, you know, and I love that. I just love the thought that when I go over there, I know I'm going to leave with a couple of books to read, you know, in my head or on my Kindle. And there's something great about that because, in a sense, that helps us to continue to be excited. I think those are the things that make life a little bit exciting, a little intellectual stimulation now and then, you know. So, yeah, when's the last book you read? You know, and that's a great gift to be able to read a book because it kind of gives us a mind kind of look, you know. You can kind of look inside interiorly, and that's a good thing. Even listening to the radio, right? You're forced to use your mind. I know sometimes I get emails from people. It's kind of funny. Somebody just emailed me the other day, kind of thanking us for the show, and they were talking about me, and they said, I think that you have long white hair and a ponytail. Is that true? And I'm like, well, not even close. But it's kind of funny, right? Like, you know, we have a mind eye of what it looks like. That's important. So if you want to be excited, sometimes we have to feed that mind in prayer and in thought, and that helps us to kind of grow. Hey, here's the Beatles, Obladi Oblada. I Go to Extremes by Billy Joel is not on the list today, but that's kind of what this song is about, that sometimes in the extremes of our life, you know, we can kind of ride this tremendous emotional extreme all the time. Being excited about life doesn't mean going to the extremes all the time, because then the lows are very low, right? But it's about being joyful about who we are, you know, recognizing the power of who we are. I had recently had a conversation with Rosanna Scotto. Now, if you're in New York, you know who she is. She's an anchor in New York on Fox. She does the morning program on Fox every day, Good Day New York. So interesting. She said, when I get out of bed every day at 4:30 in the morning or 4 o'clock in the morning, she said, I put both feet on the floor. And she goes, my prayer to God is thank you, each foot. Thank you. That's my first prayer, because I got up another day. I'm still able to do this work that I do, and I'm grateful to God. What a great way to start a day, right? To recognize that. So, yeah, it's not about these extreme excitements. Maybe it's about just kind of being excited about every day, being joyful about every day, recognizing the best of what every day has to offer. It's not always perfect, no, but if we can offer a little prayer of thanksgiving to God every day for who we are and what we do, even if we don't love it every day, it's still a great gift. Hey, here's The Who. I Can See for Miles.
I know you deceive me, now here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles. Oh yeah. If you think that I don't know about the little tricks you play, and never see you when deliberately you put things in my way, well, here's a poke at you. You're gonna choke on it too. You're gonna lose that smile, because all the while I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles and miles. Advantage of my trust in you when I was so far away. I saw you holding lots of other guys, and now you've got the nerve to say that you still want me. Well, that says maybe, but you gotta stand trial, because all the while I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles. A surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles. Oh yeah. The Eiffel Tower and the Taj Mahal might see on clear days. You thought that I would need a crystal ball to see right through the haze. Well, here's a poke at you. You're gonna choke on it too. You're gonna need that smile, because all the while I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles.
Yeah. You know, vision is a part of being excited, too. We have to have a vision in our lives. We have to have sort of a direction, but also being able to see above the forest now and then. And I think that's what prayer does for us. If we can spend a little time reflecting, we can kind of take a look at our lives, the lives of people around us, our situation. We can take a look at our family and friends and all of those things. We kind of get to rise above ourselves a little bit and take a look around, you know? There's something good about that, because when we get the long view, then we can kind of get excited. We don't have to think about, well, I just can't believe I have to go to work today again. I mean, it's Monday, and why do I want to go to work on Monday? But when we can kind of take the long view and say, hey, this has been good, because this place gives us a roof over our head. It gives our kids a chance to have some fun and do things that they want to do, and we can afford to allow them to play sports, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, it kind of gets to the point where we got to take a look at our lives and say, yeah, you know what? In our life, like, sometimes we have to bite the bullet, you know? But you need the miles to be able to see that. If we just look immediately, things look a little gloomy sometimes, but we can get beyond that if we take the long view. And that's what prayer helps us to do, I really believe. Here's Elton John, Burn Down the Mission.
You tell me there's an angel in your tree. Did he say he'd come to call on me? For things are getting desperate in our home, living in the parish of the restless folks I know. Everybody now, bring your family down to the riverside. Look to the east to see where the fat stalk are high. Behind four walls of stone, the rich man sleeps. It's time we put the flame.
What are some of the blocks that you might have to being excited? You know, sometimes there are people in our lives who always see the glass as half full, right? And others who see it as half empty. Those people can kind of drain us, right? They can drain the excitement from us. People who are the Debbie Downers of our lives. You know, we have to kind of be able to move beyond those people or around those people and not get sucked into that. I find gossip is a very contagious disease. You know, if we're around negative people, we become negative. So somehow we have to get beyond that. And I think prayer helps us to do that, but also the people we choose to hang around with. If you hang around with fun people, if you hang around with people who have a good worldview, a happy worldview, faith people, you're going to be that way too. And I think that's part of our lives. If we surround ourselves with down folks, we wind up getting down ourselves. We wind up becoming negative. We wind up kind of being biased or whatever in our life. We have to be able to get above that and beyond that. And I think that's part of the people God gives us in our lives and using those people God has given us in our lives to kind of make a difference in our own lives so that we can be those joyful people. And here's Blind Faith. This is called Presence of the Lord. We'll be right back. kind of very striking. Eric Clapton, that line is so haunting. I finally found a place to live in the presence of the Lord. Wow, right? That takes a lifetime to kind of come to that moment. But that's what we're talking about. When we can find that moment, the way to live, there's the excitement of life. There's the excitement of life. I'm not talking about, you know, hooray, I won the lotto. No, that's a different kind of excitement, right? That's incredible excitement. I'm talking about the excitement about getting up every day, the excitement of how we live our lives every day. And that is that learning how to live in the presence of the Lord, knowing that God's with us all the time and not living in fear like we're being recorded on a camera all the time, but to recognize that, yeah, we have help. We have people around us that God has given us. And also we have the power of God in our lives. It is part of that great gift that helps lead us through, to guide us through in our lives. So that's reason for excitement, you know, alone, is just to recognize finding that way to live and to pray for that way to live in our lives in the presence of the Lord. That's so important. Hey, I'm Monsignor Jim. You're listening to Religion and Rock. We're talking about being excited today. Here's Blue Oyster Cult, Burning for You. We'll be right back. Well, there's nothing quite like the excitement of falling in love, is there? And that's why I love doing weddings. I love celebrating baptisms for just that reason, because you give witness to God's love right there. Boy, you just see God's love in the two that you're marrying. This summer, I did a lot of weddings. I was just really blessed, and a lot of baptisms, too. It was just a lot of fun to do. I did one just last week, too. Same kind of thing, to see it in the couple's face, and you just know that God's love is mixed up in that. That's one way to get set on fire in this world, right? To get excited about our love relationships and the work that it takes to keep them going. Because, you know, all of this stuff takes work, right? The vocation of priesthood takes work every day, and so does marriage, and so does single life. All of that stuff, to live it well, you know, takes work. So we got to kind of work at it every day in order to find that happiness. It doesn't just come. We got to really work hard at it. And here's Bob Seger. This is called Hollywood Nights.
Night.
kind of echoes back to the Jimmy Buffett concert, right? Yeah, going out and having fun with friends, that's an important thing. And kind of spending some time with other people, that's a great gift. Now, we all can't afford to be spending a lot of money all the time. No, but there's ways we can do this that are very inexpensive. Sometimes it's just a walk along the beach or in the park or doing something very simple, pack a lunch and take a walk and have a picnic. Those things are relatively inexpensive and they're fun things and they're ways in which we grow in our love for our friends and our love for our family and our love for our spouses. All of that stuff's important. And that's part of that investment that I really think God puts into our lives, to invest in the people we love so that that love kind of grows. So we need those Hollywood nights. We need the fun nights, the movie nights and all of that stuff so that we can enjoy one another's company in a beautiful way and that the friendship grows, because it takes time to grow that stuff, grow love and grow friendship. And spending that time is certainly not a waste of time. And here's Black Crowes. This is called Hard to Handle.
Kendall calls her mama, I'm so hard to handle now, just around. Action speaks louder than words, and I'm a man of great experience. I know you got another man, but I can love you better than him. Take my hand, don't be afraid, I'm gonna prove every word I say. I'm advertising love for free, so you can place your ad with me. Once I come along and down by the dozen, that ain't nothing but kissing. Let me light your candle, calls her mama, I'm sure all the handle now, just around. Kendall calls her mama, I'm sure all the handle now, just around. Hard, hard to handle now. Oh yeah, yeah, hey, yeah, candle calls her mama, I'm sure all the henna now, just around.
Some things in life are indeed hard to handle, and yet in our lives, we have to handle them, right? We have sickness. We have people we love getting sick. We have loss of jobs, loss of relationships. All these things happen to us, and yet we could say, well, that takes all the joy out of life. It's true. It can be difficult in that moment, but we can get beyond that. Somehow or another, we rise, and there's something beautiful about that. I don't mean just rising and going to heaven, but because of that, there's a certain rising even here on earth. We rise above the ashes. We rise above the fire, and there's something beautiful about, you know, Bruce Springsteen, The Rising. Get on up for the rising. We're going to rise above the difficulty. So if it's a time right now where you're not excited about things or something terrible is happening, you know, we have to kind of pray for that rising, that we will rise above it. And somehow or another, the next day or the day after or the day after that, we'll get up. And once again, we'll smile. And once again, we'll feel joy. And in the midst of what has happened to us, believe it or not, God will come and somehow heal us. And maybe not without scars, but at the same time, we'll recognize that power of God's love and that joy will come back to us in our own lives. And here's Boston. This is called Hitch a Ride.
There's night in New York. York City. Smoke like water runs inside. Steel out of trees to pity every living thing that's died. Gonna hit your ride.
And hitch a ride, you know, certainly in life. I mean, that's part of our lives. We do hitch a ride with other people. And, you know, we do stand before God alone, right? That is true. But we don't get there alone. No, other people carry us and move us and push us and shove us and pull us along in life. And that's the people that we're called to be thankful for today, the people who make our lives exciting, the people who make our lives fun. And I think there's something that we are called to today, a sense of gratitude for those people in our lives because they help us through life in so many ways. And we want to be grateful to family and friends who've been there for us, because that's part of that journey that's so exciting. Here's Def Leppard. This is called Hysteria. No avoiding it. Life has hysteria to it, and there's nothing we can do about that. I mean, part of our lives are the moments that, you know, are a little out of hand, or we're a little out of hand. With God's help, though, excitement can be channeled into a real positive energy in our lives. We need that ability from God to pray. That is a gift from God. Just the ability to pray is a gift from God. And being able to pray and be able to kind of be in God's presence, but also to focus our lives, get above the trees now and then and take the long look, and also look at the short look and say, how can I live life a little more validly? How can I be a little more brave in my life? How can I welcome the stranger and clothe the naked and do the things I've been called to by the Bible? So, yeah, it's all about balancing it all out and remaining kind of calm in the midst of hysteria so that it can change into excitement in our lives. Life is a lot of fun, and we're called to be those people who really enjoy every minute. Thank you as we get out of bed and say that little prayer to God that we can always be grateful for the gift of life. You've been listening to Religion and Rock. It's hosted by me, Monsignor Jim Vlaughan, and it's engineered and produced by the excitable boy himself, Stephen Sheldon. Have a wonderful week, everyone, and don't forget, say a prayer.